Pay homage.
Okay, so we got here. Oh wait, where's Levi? Okay, so here's the basic facts. So you're probably familiar with the Gemara, which says that if a person says hamotzi, and then they want to pass the salt, you can say pass the salt, or you could say feed the animal. Things which are like kind of related to the meal, you could say, and it's not afsik. Okay, that's a Gemara in Brachos. Mem Amar Aleph. Okay? Fine. It's not afsik because it's like a tzarech of the zuda. So tzarech of the... It has to be something related to the meal. They say, for instance, feeding your animal. You're not allowed to eat your food until you feed your animal first. So therefore, I mean, there's a whole steps in the Gemara. But that's basically what the Gemara concludes. You could say those types of things. Okay. So now the question comes up. In our Gemara, is what about saying Kiddush? Okay, is saying Kiddush on Friday night going to be afsik? So the Gemara is a case. Let's say you forget to make Kiddush and you wash. Okay, you wash first, and then you realize, oops, forgot Kiddush. Forgot to say Kiddush. So the question is: at first, the Gemara says, you can't say Kiddush now. Okay, because saying Kiddush is going to be Hasuk Hadas, me Hasuk between the Natil Sidayim and between the Hamotzi. Right? It's going to be a problem. Right. It's going to be a problem. Kiddush is going to be Hasuk Hadas. So what then do you do? So whatever. Maybe the Tos of Rosh Pram says you'll hear it from somebody else. Okay, hearing it from somebody else is apparently less involved than saying it yourself. And therefore, that's a valid solution. Okay, but that's not what we can take up today. But the point is that Gemara suggests, as a Havamina, that Kiddush should be afsik. Between, again, after you wash, Kiddush should be afsik. So the Gemara says, hold on a second. How could you tell me, and this is Rav's statement. So he says, how could you tell me Rav holds Kiddush as afsik, but I'll tell you what, Rav used to make Kiddush on bread sometimes. Rav made Kiddush on bread. Now how does it go if you make Kiddush on bread? This is Rav's halacha, you're allowed to make Kiddush on bread. How can you make Kiddush on bread? So what do you do? Obviously he'd say, right? So what's going to happen? He's going to say Hamotzi. Then he's going to say Kiddush. So if you're telling me that Kiddush is a hafsik, so then how would Rav possibly say a Kiddush on bread? The Kiddush is after the Hamotzi, before you eat the bread. So apparently, the Kiddush is not an extraneous hafsik type of thing, but apparently it's okay. Kiddush is related to the meal in some way, and therefore, since it's related to the meal, it's not a problem of a hafsik. So Rav himself used to do this. So how could it be that Rav said, after you wash, you're not allowed to say Kiddush because it's a hafsik? Right, this is the way the Rosh Bam learned the question and answer, give and take in the Gemara. Okay, and Ravin Tam doesn't like it. Okay. But this is the way the Rosh Bam goes. And we're about to do what Ravin Tam's problem with it is. Okay, now here's Ravin Tam's problem. Okay, here's Ravin Tam's problem. And it's a shocking problem. Shocking problem. It's like this. Is that Ravin Tam says, hold on a second. Let's look where exactly is this hefsek that we're talking about. Where's this hefsek? Okay, so in the case where he's saying it's a problem, right? He's saying is you washed, and now you want to say Kiddush, right? You washed, now you want to say Kiddush. So where's the hefsek between the Netilas Yadayim and the Hamotzi? Right? You washed. Before you say Hamotzi, you want to say Kiddush. So it's saying is that's Hafsik. Right? That's what the Gemara is claiming, is that once you wash, now you can no longer say Kiddush. Where would it be a Hafsik between the Netilas Yadayim and between the Hamotzi? And that's what the Gemara is saying, there's Hafsik. And what's the Gemara's Kasha? What do you mean? Rav used to say Kiddush on bread. Right? But Kiddush on bread, where's the hafsek coming? You're washing. You're saying Savri Olam HaMotzi Lachman Aretz. Right? Then you're going to say Kiddush. That's the now the hafzik, the kiddush is coming between the hamotzi and the eating. That's not the same thing as between the washing and the hamotzi. Those are two different things. What we said was the hafzik was, the Gemara says the hafzik is if you wash, you're not allowed to interject with kiddush on the wine first. That's going to be a break between the netilas yadayim and the eating.
And
that's going to be a problem in the hamotzi. But now, what Rav used to do is he said kiddush, not after the netilas yadayim, no, after the hamotzi. So I'll tell you that's less of a hefzik problem. You can't compare those two. I'll tell you, which again, this is what's funny about it, because you'd think it would be worse, not better. Right. But I'll tell you, that's the hard part of it right now. But I'll tell you is that when the Gemara says you could say pass the salt, when does the Gemara say you could say get me to feed the animal, that's after you said hamotzi. After you said hamotzi, then these things aren't hefziks. Then you could say kiddush. But before hamotzi? After the tizadayim? Oh, that's a different story. Right? So that's what the Rain Time says. What's the Rashbam? How's the Rashbam learning the Gemara? You can't just compare these two things. Right? But apparently the Rashbam does. Apparently the Rashbam holds that you could compare these two things. And it's legitimate. It's a legitimate comparison. Right, so there's a comparison, and from the fact that Rav would say hamotzi, you know, I would say kiddush after hamotzi, he says apparently kiddush isn't hafzik. So then you could also say it after the tizayim. Apparently they're the same thing, which seemed reasonable a minute ago, but now Rabbi Natan is calling into question. Right, so that's the question. That's the machlokas between Rabbi Natan and Rashbam. Does this matter? Does this matter? Are those really two different phases or not? It would seem, and I didn't see this openly, but it would seem to me that the Rashbam would hold equally that if to say pass the salt, you'd be allowed to do also after the Tizdayim. Right? The same way he's saying you could do Kedah, right? He's equating the two. So it seems to be passed on the Gemara, it says pass the salt, feed the animal. That would not be a hafzik. Not only would not be a hafzik after hamotzi, but it would also not be a hafzik after the tizadayim. Right? And I saw in the Mishnah Berurah they bring down the b'diavad you could do that. And I think they said the chili shouldn't, but there is a sheet that they bring down. But I looked at it, and I couldn't find it in their shulchan. And the problem is that sugya seems everyone learns that sugya fast assault is talking about after hamotzi. But I would have said, of course, that's after hamotzi. But kol shekin, you could do it after washing. Right? It's just even if you already said hamotzi. You could still say pass the salt, right? But I mean, if anyone knows this Gemara, hey, yeah, hold on one second. If anyone knows this Gemara, if you've ever tried it out at your house when you don't have the salt on the table, you think you're very smart and you say, hey, pass the salt. No, right? You have the salt, right? You've done that. Yeah, I've done that also. Well, you feel good. You feel good to do that. You say, I know what I'm doing. Yeah. Turns out we don't really know, according to Rabbi Natan. Because Rabbi Natan's saying, you can't do it after hamotzi, after washing. You can only do it after hamotzi. You'd never do that. That just feels wrong, right? Then it's too late. But Rabbi Natan's saying just the opposite. Right? You're not as much a London as you think you are, says Rabbi Natan. Right, but it would seem to me is Rashbam would question that, although he just equates the two. For starters, we did Rabbeinu Tam yesterday. Okay, so we defended Rabbeinu Tam. Right, and we end up saying basically what you were saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so basically we wanted to say that here's the thing is saying pass. Let's take pass the salt. So is paying pass the salt? Why does it work? Pass the salt. Why don't you say? Listen, you say hamotzi, you have to eat right away, right? Hamotzi is like supposed to lead you into the meal. You're not supposed to have hafzik between the hamotzi and the eating. So you say apparently pass the salt is like part of the process of eating. It's not an extraneous thing. Hafzik is doing something extraneous. Pass the salt is the salt in order to sprinkle your food, in order to eat it properly. So that's part of the achila. Right? It's part of the achila. It's not extraneous and it's not going to be hafzik. Okay? The question is, so then why don't you say pass the salt is going to be part of the achila after you wash and don't tell us time? So it should be the same thing. I don't know, in the theory, what's the point is you have to wash and then eat right away. So you say Passover salt should be part of it. Passover salt shouldn't be extraneous. If it's extraneous, it's not extraneous. What's the difference? Or the same thing with Kiddush. So after you say Amotzi, so you say you have to eat now. Oh, but I'm saying Kiddush. Kiddush is like a tzarach achila. It's not part of the achila. In order to eat, I have to say Kiddush. Oh, so then why isn't it part of the achila prior to the Amotzi? So he said it like this, is that saying pass the salt is not necessarily the beginning of achila. For instance, I may be setting up the table for dinner, which is going to be in 5 hours from now. And I say pass the salt, I want to set it up, I want to put it on the table. Intrinsically saying pass the salt doesn't mean I'm beginning to eat. But saying Kiddush doesn't mean I'm beginning to eat. I can say Kiddush and I'll eat a little bit later. It could be. And if I say Hamotzi, see Hamotzi, you can't say Hamotzi and then walk away. Hamotzi means you're halachically, you're beginning eating. Right? There's halachically, you have to say Hamotzi right before you're eating. You can't have anything in between. So when you say Hamotzi, so the Hamotzi is the beginning of the thing. Right? That's the halacha, is when you eat, you have to do bracha and eat. That's the way we eat. That's the way a Jew eats. So saying the Hamotzi is the beginning of your achila. Now once you've begun your achila, now when you say pass the salt, it's part of the process. It's not extraneous. So you don't say, I'm saying pass the salt, maybe I'm going to do something else or not. No, because since you've already begun your achila, when you say Hamotzi, so the question is, are you now stopping your achila by saying pass the salt, feed the animals, kiddush? No. Those things are related to the achila, and therefore you say they could be understood as a continuation of the process of achila which you've begun.
But on their own.
But if you say you wash, so now you wash is not part of the achila. Washing is the ma'isa of Taras Yadayim. But the halacha is that you have to do the Taras Yadayim samach to the suda. Now, saying pass the salt or saying kiddush isn't intrinsically part of the achila. The main time argues what makes them part of the achila is the fact that you have halachically begun the process of achila. Now they're not going to be viewed as a hafzik from that process. They're not going to take you away from that process. But prior to your engaging in it, now the halacha is once you say Tiyas Dayim, you have to begin the process of achila immediately. You can't start doing anything as separate. Now saying pass the salt to saying kiddush isn't the process of achila yet. It's only if you said hamotzi that the Gemara says that that's okay. But prior to hamotzi, you're just saying pass the salt. But what are you doing? Setting the table? You can't start setting the table once you say hamotzi. Once you wash, you have to eat right away. You can't start doing extraneous things right now. Right? Right. Intrinsically, saying pass the salt is a totally separate thing. It's not eating.
Right.
It's just that insofar as you've already begun the eating, you said hamotzi, the eating is underway, then it's like becomes a part of that process which has already begun.
Which is a chiddush.
That's the Gemara Mem. But the Rabbeinu Tam is saying, just because you know that, doesn't mean that when you haven't yet begun, that those will suffice as a beginning of the process. No, when you wash, you have to eat right away. You have to begin the process. These aren't part of the beginning of the process. It doesn't, right? So what he's saying is, how can you compare by Kiddush? Just because Rav was Mekadesh on bread, yeah, after he says Hamotzi, he could say Kiddush, that's part of the process of eating. But that doesn't mean if you washed your hands, now you have a right to just stop, don't eat, just let's say Kiddush now. What are you doing? You gotta start eating first. So that's a Kiddush, that's what Rav Tam's saying, is how could you compare those two? That's Rav Tam's kasha on Rashbam. Now our job is to understand the Rashbam. Because the Rashbam, again, I'm taking a little bit of a liberty in interpreting the Rashbam. Because Rabbeinu Tam, I mean, you could look into this, but Rabbeinu Tam tries to answer up the Rashbam in a way which I said yesterday, is I think it's not, it's a little bit of a stretch in the read, and doesn't seem like the Rashbam is saying it. So, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't really like it. He's forcing in, this is maybe how you'll answer off a Rashbam. But to me it seems like a simpler way to, you can listen to yesterday's share if you're more interested in that. But the way I'm learning the Rashbam is the way it's simple shot in learning the Rashbam is that he's saying is the line he says, I'll tell you his line. He says, Rav would make Kiddush on bread, right? He says, Alma, Kiddush ala achar natila lo chashav hasar adas. So you see that Kiddush after washing isn't considered hasar adas. Just like Rav would say Kiddush on bread. When you say Kiddush on bread, you're going to have to say Amotzi and then Kiddush. And you see the Kiddush is an Havzik. So you see, Kiddush after Netila is not considered as Hadas. So why? How does that follow? Why don't you say, hold on a second, these are two different times? Yeah, there's one thing after you initiate the Suda, you can say Kiddush. It's another thing before that. Ask a question of Benadam. Okay. What's the problem? Problem is you can't have a hafzik between the Netila and the Suda, right? So he's saying that you can't say Kiddush after the, or you shouldn't be able to say Kiddush after you wash. Because now you're going to have a hafzik. The Kiddush is going to be a hafzik between the Netila and the Suda, right? So he's saying is, oh, but if you want to say Kiddush after the Hamotzi, that's okay. But isn't the hafzik between the washing and the Suda? So after Hamotzi is also between the Tilz Dayim and the Suda. So how could that be worse? I mean, it's true you're putting it after the Hamotzi, but the take it from the Tila Suda, the point is you want the Suda to be closed until it's time to be attached to the Suda. So if you're going to tell me that Kiddush is a hafzik between the Tila Zayim and the Suda, so therefore I can't say it right after the Zayim before Hamotzi, does it really make it better by saying it after the Hamotzi? It's still, bottom line is, it's still in that big space between the Tila Zayim and the Suda. So what's the difference where I put it? I'm just moving it within that unit. Who cares whether it's in the first part of the space between Tizayim and Suda, namely before the Hamotzi, or after? Right, you know what I'm asking? Yeah. Right, so the answer is a bit simplistic, what we said already. Maybe it's already clear, but no, they're different. It's, yeah, Kiddush is a hafzik between Tizayim and the Suda. Kiddush itself. But if the Kiddush is part of the process of the Achila, it's not. If you say it after Hamotzi, it's viewed as like a part of the process of Achila. Achila, that's the point, is you have to go from your Kiddush into your, from your washing into your eating. So if the Kiddush could be viewed as a part of the process of Achila, then we're okay. So if you said Hamotzi, it could be viewed as a part of the process of Achila, it's not going to be hafzik. But if you didn't say Hamotzi, if you move it over, it's not just moving over where it is, but now it's no longer part of the process of the Achila. It becomes a separate activity. Activity of Kiddush. Kiddush, that's Havzik. Right?
So,
okay, good. So we got Zach and Rafi Kamavo here. There's the new guys. Okay, bring some Svaras this year.
Yeah.
Seattle contingent. So they're saying that Rashbam holds, that hold on a second, wait one second, isn't there a halacha of tekef l'netila suda? That the netila sidayim is supposed to be directly before the meal, right? So what do you see from that? They'll say is that the netila sidayim, the way netila sidayim was set up is the first step of the meal. Right, what are you doing? Washing is the first step of the meal, and you have to do it right away. That's the halacha. You got to wash and eat, right? So that's what really initiates the process. Initiates the process of achila isn't his name. So now, if you want to say pass the salt, or you want to say kiddush, the same way as we were saying in the tam is, since you've already begun the meal, these things aren't defined as extraneous. So that's how he just groups together before and after the hamotzi. Because what's really the difference? The point is you've begun the process. And now the question is, once you've begun the process of Achila, is Kiddush defined as extraneous, or is Kiddush defined as irrelevant? And you see, Rav used to make Kiddush on Pas. So if you made Kiddush on Pas, you see, after he said Hamotzi, and after he didn't just die, and after the process is underway, apparently Kiddush is relevant. It's not a totally extraneous thing, apparently it's not Havzik. So what's the difference? Similarly, after you wash, before you say Hamotzi, also you could do it. Because according to the Rashbam, your starting point of this, what begins the meal, is really the Netilas Zayim, and therefore everything after that, the question is, they're all the same, both parts, before and after Hamotzi, there's really no difference between the two. But Rabbeinu Tam learns, no, there's two separate things. Netilas Zayim is creating Taras Zayim. This Hamotzi begins the Achila. Now it's true, there is a halacha of Tekef L'Netilas Uda, But that means you have two different things. You have Taras Yadayim and you have Seuda. And the Chazal says that you're Mechayev to be Mitzarev, these two separate things. But it doesn't mean that Taras Yadayim is a part, is the first step of the Seuda. No, it's an extraneous thing. It's Taras Yadayim. Hamotzi is Rosh Hananim. That's part of the Achila. But Tilz Yadayim is Taras Yadayim. Intrinsically, it's a separate thing. It's a Maisel being Taras Yadayim. The Halacha of taking Tilz Yadayim says you have to be Mitzarev those two. You have to. I think Abayantov's point is that it's a little bit of a stretch. It's one thing to say Hamotzi, Berach Tanenim is the first step of Yachila, because that's the Bracha on Achila. But until Zidayim is conceptually not part of a meal. It's true, Chazal are masaking it when you eat bread, but that's Zach's point. Until Zidayim intrinsically doesn't mean meal. Like you say, you can do the time on fruits, do the time before Tefillah. The activity itself is not really part of the process of Achila. You say the Achila, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, Achila begins when you say Hamotzi. It's true, take him to his Zayim Suda, you're chayev to make a connection, to juxtapose the Until his Zayim to the Suda, but that doesn't mean it's the first step of the Suda. It's not the first step of the Suda begins with Hamotzi. Now you gotta, once you do Hamotzi, once you do Until his Zayim, you gotta right away go to the Achila. You gotta start the Achila, Hamotzi, eat. And whatever else is part of the process of Achila, but to start doing Kiddush, to start saying pass the salt, to start, that's not Achila. So you got a Hefzik problem. Rashbam is learning, no, taking the Suda means the Chazal Masakin, the first step of the Suda of Yisrael is the Netil Zidayim. You create the Taras Zidayim, and then that's the way you eat. You eat with clean hands. With Makadish your hands, with the Taras Makadish your hands, and then you eat. That's the Takana of that. So it's Machlok is how you understand this halach of taking the Zidayim Suda. Is it saying is that Tilzayim Suda means that the Netil Zidayim is the first step of the Suda, and therefore that has to be juxtaposed immediately because Netil Zidayim is the Haskalas Suda? Or do you say, no, it's not doing that, it's just saying that, no, they're two separate things. There's Taras Yadayim, but the Mechayachamur Sakin, that you don't have any Hefzik in between the two, you're Mechayachayev to the Mitzarev, these two separate things. But the beginning of the Suda is really at the Hamotzi. Okay, so the next step, and we're not going to do it today, but the next step in the Rabbeinu Tam is now he's going to question, this is really interesting, but he's going to question the Rashbam's assumption, which just sounds like it's plain Shan the Gemara. It's hard to see how you could deny it, but that you could say Kiddush on bread. At Rav, you say Kiddush on bread. He's going to start saying, say Kiddush on bread. How can you say Kiddush on bread? Can't say Kiddush on Avdallah. He's going to put that. And Rabbeinu Tam happens to hold, you can't say Kiddush on bread. Now, the Gemara says openly, he says, Zinnun Sagin, how they come, they come in the Rav, you cannot.
You cannot,
right? He says, the Gemara says, many times I was in front of Rav, Zinnun the Chaviv al Arifta, and the times that he loved bread, Mekadesh Arifta, make Kiddush on bread, Zinnun the Kaviv al Chaviv al Echamra, Mekadesh Echamra. Sounds like he openly says that. But Rabbeinu Tam learns that differently. Okay, I mean, sounds like, heck, you learn that differently. Yeah, so that's, stay tuned. But that's the question is, it gets into what's the difference between Abdallah and Kiddush. Certain things you could use for Kiddush and Abdallah. For instance, I think it brings up like beer or Hamar Medina, even though you could use those types of things for Abdallah, but not for Kiddush. But then, one second, but now for bread you could use for Kiddush, but not for Abdallah. So that's many times like saying, what kind of thing is this? Which one is more chomer here? So that's where we're at it. Okay, but it's further in this Tosfos.
Which one's more?